Well, if you haven't directly experienced rejection in your life, you've probably got, at some degree, a fear of rejection. Now, it can rear its head in many ways, whether applying for a new job, putting forward an idea at work, perhaps, trying to make a sale, or even maybe asking somebody out on a date. Yet the fear of rejection usually shows up in one of three ways, as life coach, author, and speaker Sally Thibault explains now. It is good to be chatting with you, Sally.
Oh, thanks for having me again, Tim.
So these three ways that the fear of rejection rears its head, what are they?
Fear of rejection is a bit of a chameleon. So number one is procrastination, putting off what you know you want to do by, you know, cleaning the house or cleaning the fridge or whatever it is to stop you doing that big thing.
Right.
Perfectionism. So it's not perfect yet. I'll wait till it's perfect. I'm perfect. I've lost that 5 kilos or the whatever I'm about to present. I haven't got all the information. And the third one is problem seeking. And this particularly happens when, say, you'll come up with all the reasons why you think that person doesn't want to buy from you. Mm. You know, you'll find problems, you know, that exist sort of outside of the realms of your ability to fix. But
yeah,
it's really a justification for that fear of rejection.
Now, when you talk about those three, procrastination, perfectionism, and problem seeking, I mean, they sound kind of almost, when I use the word flimsy, like it doesn't seem like there's too much bad with that. But I mean, realistically, when we look at the impact that the fear of rejection can have on our lives, it can be really severe, can't it?
Oh, it is. And to me, the fear of rejection destroys the dreams of the most brilliant of minds. You know, you hear stories over and over again of people who have experienced a lot of rejection. You know, Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, that book was rejected 47 times before a little-known publisher picked it up. J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter series, you know, was rejected numerous times before the book was picked up. And that's the problem. Unless you can get over this fear of rejection, your idea may never, ever make it to market, or you may never find the courage to ask that certain someone out on a date that could actually change your life.
We're chatting with life coach, author, and speaker Sally Thibault about fear of rejection. The good news is Sally's got three things that we can do to help overcome this. The first is try and find the cause of it. How do we do that?
For many of us, when was the first time you rejected? And it's often things like your first teenage crush. You know, the whole world fell apart. Only it can when you're 14 or 15 and you've been rejected. And, of course, that trauma gets locked in the amygdala, in the emotional brain, and can sort of rear its ugly head. Something as simple as that can be the time that you felt rejected. So it's looking for where that first started. Secondly, is I use an energy psychology technique, as you know, we've talked about a lot, EFT or tapping, and that reduces the emotional connection to the memory, because wisdom is memory without emotion. So you might remember that time that you were rejected by that guy or girl when you were 14 years old, but you have no emotional charge on it any longer. And the third, you know, a sales mentor of mine once told me that whenever you're in a sales situation, or perhaps you want to present an idea at work, to remember it's never about you. It's the idea or the sale you're proposing. And if it's rejected, it's more than likely not now or not right for me, but it's not about you. And sometimes we can fall into that trap that when people say no, they're saying no to you.
The fear of rejection today, that's what we've been talking about with Sally Thibault. You can find out more at Sally's website, sallythibault.com.au. And Sally's got a whole bunch of stuff there, other topics as well that you can explore that she has talked about and given wisdom and advice about over the last few months as we've been talking with life coach, author, and speaker Sally Thibault. Sally, thanks for your time today. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Tim.